我们先来看第一个是亚伯拉罕在创世纪第十二章。
Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1 to verse 4.
创世纪十二章从第一节到第四节。
Now the Lord said to Abraham, Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the family of the earth shall be blessed. Verse 4.
第四节。
So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and the Lord went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from the Haran. I'm sure because this passage is very famous to us and very familiar to us.
我相信每位弟兄姐妹们都能够了解这几节的圣经。
So, when Abram was 75 years old, God showed up to him and blessed him.
当亚伯兰75岁的时候，神显现给他，祝福他。
This package of blessing is a huge, is a greatest package of the blessing, we can say.
他这个祝福是很伟大的祝福。
He become the source of all the blessing, and not only him, but generation after generation.
他这个祝福的来源是一代传一代。
And so he whatever he blessed, and any person that person will be blessed. Any person who cursed, and that person will be cursed.
在那里说，祝福他的都必被祝福，被咒诅的他必咒诅他。
So wherever he go, blessing is with him and walk with him.
凡是他所去的地方都会被祝福。
But this time, when God showed up to Abraham, and this is as a conditional blessing.
当神显现给亚伯兰的祝福的时候，这是一个非常很好的祝福。
Because in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, here says, Lord said to Abram, Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house. So he said, you do this, then I will bless you.
就好像十二章第一节，神告诉亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所指示你的地去。
Well, without the true faith, it is impossible he can step out of his country and his relatives and his father's house.
他不可能跨出这一大步来跟随，来跟听从神的话，只是他所去的地方。
So, what God requires from him is depart from all your relying on things that belongs to this world.
所以神告诉他能够离开属于世界上的一切。
Then go where I show you. So I will bless you the way I lead you there, and then I'll bless you.
往我所要指示你的地方去，我必叫你成为，我必祝福你。
And also, his age is 75 years old. It's very hard to, at that time, he can stand up and gather all his household and move out of the country. It's considered a great challenge and great adventure.
以75岁一位人来说，带领全家人整理一些牲畜，一切东西要搬走，这是很困难的一件事。
In chapter 12, verse 1, and on to this, and then further explain that he moved out of this country and moved into the land of Canaan.
从十二章第一节以下，意思说他从地方搬去迦南地。
Once he moved into the land of Canaan, first thing to do is he built the altar and he offered to God and he was worshiping God.
当他搬到迦南地的时候，第一件事情他筑了一座坛。
That is the first step of his blessing.
这是他第一个祝福。
And continue to his stay this land, he waiting for this blessing that what God say to the Abraham.
从他第一步筑了一座坛的时候，他还继续来等待神的祝福。
It seems like God never show up to him every year, assure him and give assurance or strengthening this promise. God didn't do that.
神好像没有常常每一年都显现给他祝福，给他应许。
Of course, he and 10 years later, he have his own way to have a son, Ishmael.
从十年以后，他后来就得到了一个儿子, Ishmael.
We know when he's 75 and 10 years, these 10 years, I'm sure because he's constantly waiting for the God's answer.
在这十年其中，他常常等待神的应许。
But then there's no answer from God.
但是都没有神的回应。
But then later God showed up to him and not the one from the son, the Ishmael, but the one, the promised one through the promise of God.
当这十年以内神给他显现的时候，是当他将有一个儿子。
So from there to another 15 years, he waited for the fulfill the promise of God.
在这15年当中，他就得到了神的应许。
So it's a total 25 years he waiting for the God's answer.
总共等了25年。
We understand that Abraham is the father of faith. We understood as a Christian.
我们明白亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
Because with the faith, he can endure. And his in the promised land for 25 years.
因为坚持的信仰，让他能够坚持25年。
But another challenge in his life is later on, God show up to him and ask him to offer his only son.
那在25年后更加激烈的考验就是神。 教他献上他的儿子,
because that's the most greatest challenge for Abraham.
这是很大的考验。
It's okay when we just continue to wait, then we can wait, maybe.
这是没有关系的，我们能够等的话就等。
Well, when God gave something and take away, then actually very beautiful at the moment.
当神赐给你的时候，后来又拿走。 这是有神美好的旨意。
Most of the time, our complaint and our struggling, our faith, maybe at that moment.
可能在当时我们的信仰碰到考验跟挣扎。
God testing Abraham in that way.
神对亚伯拉罕的是一种考验。
And God gave him a son, and this son grew up to be teenage.
那神赐给他一个儿子，然后他长大了。
If you look at the Genesis chapter 22, he can holding the woods, and so he's considered, we can say, about teenage, 13, 14. We don't know the age, but around maybe that time.
在创世纪22章有提到他的儿子已经长大一个青年可以拿奴才。
Let's look at the Genesis chapter 22.
请翻开22章。
Chapter 22 from verse 1.
第一节开始,
Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. He said, Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. So in this way, God asked Abraham to stand up and go to the Mount Moriah, and God asked, I asked him to the mountain where I show there you can offer this your only son to make a burnt offering.
从第二节有谈到说神对亚伯拉罕说你带着你的儿子到摩利亚山地去然后去让我指示你的山去他为他翻为翻祭。
Now we skip to the verse 6.
那我们跳到第六节。
And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took his hands a fire and a knife. So the two of them walk on together. Here is Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, laid on the Isaac in his hands. And he took it in his hands, and the fire and the knife. So you can see here, and Abraham gave all this wood onto the hands of Isaac.
在此亚伯拉罕把那些献祭的柴都放在他儿子以撒手上。
The wood is not a, it's not a, it's not a few pieces, but sure, it heavy enough that he, and he grown up, so he can carry this wood in his shoulder, possibly.
这些木材呢，应该是很重的，这个儿子呢都能够抬起来。
I'm sure that during this time of tens of years, Abraham he really enjoyed with his son, to let his son to grow in his house.
我相信亚伯拉罕在这十年之中能与儿子一起成长。
But now he asked, God asked him to offer him.
那现在神叫他把儿子献上。
So later he went up to the mountain, he made the built the altar, and then he tied the Isaac, and he about to kill him.
那他到这个山上的时候，就把儿子绑起来，然后放在木材上。
This is one of a beautiful moments and also very challengeable for his faith.
那这是一个很美好的一个时刻，而且也是很。
But he willing to stretch his hands to trying to slay his son.
而且也是很挣扎的一个时刻，但是他要开始拿刀砍下去的时候。
This is the way that God tests in Abraham's faith.
这是神要考验亚伯拉罕的信心。
But this nature of this way to God test his faith is very very different than first one and this time.
神考验他的这一次跟上一次是不一样的。
We can see the chapter 12 is one way, is a conditional blessing upon to the Abraham.
那从十二章里面说，神祝福他是不一样的一种考验。
This simple faith is possible. He can walk away from his country and his relative and his household.
第一种是很单纯的一种信仰，离开本族本地到神吩咐他的地方去。
But this time is more different than the first one.
这一次的考验是完全不同。
And this time God required the most precious one, ask him to offer the offer to God.
神叫他献上他最爱的一个。
But the important thing is that this time Abraham has faith.
但这个时候，亚伯拉罕是有信心的。
When his son Isaac asked him, "We have a wood and we have a fire. Then where's the lamb for the burnt offering?"
那以撒有对他的父亲说：“这里有柴有火可以烧，但是献祭的羔羊在哪里？”
At that time, Abraham's answer, verse 8 says, "God will provide."
那第八节。 亚伯拉罕说：“神必预备。”
God will provide for himself a lamb for the burnt offering.
神会预备他一个燔祭的。
God never answered this. God never gave this word to Abraham before.
但是神也没有告诉亚伯拉罕这句话。
But this is Abraham's faith.
这是亚伯拉罕的信心。
And at the same time, when he went up to the mountain and he tied up his son, about to slay his son.
当亚伯拉罕 把他的儿子绑在放在木材上，准备要杀。Because
he always remembered the blessing that he received from God is that the blessing comes through this son, the Isaac. He knows that.
他知道神的祝福是从赐给他儿子的一种祝福。So
he has a faith. Even I slay my son, God is Almighty God. He remembered how he got the son. So God will let his life to. Alive anyway, he know that.
他记得这是神给他一个祝福，是给他一个儿子，明白神能够保护这个儿子。Indeed,
later on, the angel of God and the voice came out to him, "Do not stretch out your hands against your son."
那后来天使跟亚伯拉罕说，请你不要伤害这个孩子。
So verse 12 is confirmed that I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Verse 12 said.
第十二节说， 天使说你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他，因为我们知道你是敬畏神的了。
Indeed, God provide, there's a lamb for him to let catch him to make a burnt offering to God.
真的神真的预备了一只羔羊给他献上。
Actual burnt offering is through the this ram, but actually his own son to be killed there to make a burnt offering to God.
起初是以儿子来献上来做燔祭，但是神准备了一只羊给他做燔祭。
And there with Abraham, he experienced of God in this way.And he called this name of verse 14.
那亚伯拉罕惊艳到这个，就是从十四节提到。
And you say, Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. As it is said that this day, in the mount of the Lord, it will be provided. This is the personal experience of God.
这是他亲身体验到神。
So far, he never in his life through from 75 years old to all the way here, his age, 114 around this time, he never have this kind of a deep experience of God.
从75岁到100，可能也许110岁、115岁，他从来没有真正体验到神那么的深刻。
He had a basic faith. That's why he stayed in the promised land.
他有基本的信仰，所以他住在本地。
But this experience, it totally changed his life.
在这个体验当中，让他改变了他的生活。
And this is a finally test, the God given test of God to be passed. He passed the test, given test.
所以这个考验他及格了。
He shows that God is the first priority in his life.
亚伯拉罕觉得说神是他的第一。
He understood the Lord will provide.
他了解神会预备。
Even though I offer the most precious one, and God will provide the what I need, what I most precious one, still God will save for him.This is his personal experience.
他自己体验到说，如果我能够献上我最喜爱的人，神会预备来保护我所爱的人。
At that time, the God showed up again. God showed up to Abraham.
那时候，神对亚伯兰显现。
In verse from 16.
从十六节。
Chapter 22 from verse 16.
22:16.
By myself I have sworn, declared the Lord, because you have done these things, have not withheld your son, your only son. Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply you, your seed as the star of the heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashores, your seed shall possess the gate of the enemy. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.Now, you can see that this content of this blessing compared to chapter 12 is very different.
从这里的祝福跟十二章来比是完全不同的。
Chapter 12, this blessing, I mentioned it's a conditional blessing.
第十二章的祝福是很基本的祝福。
Only when Abraham followed the God's way, then he received this blessing.
就是亚伯拉罕信服神就得到祝福。
And also this blessing is just listed out the what kind of blessing he will receive if he follow him.
就是能够如果遵行这样的指示就必得祝福。
But this time, chapter 22, when God showed up again at this time, the Mount Moriah, this blessing is very personal, the approach to Abraham.
当这个祝福在摩利亚山上显现的时候，是完全不一样的一种祝福。
And also, this blessing is not a conditional blessing.
这种祝福不是很基本的一种祝福。
Because he already obeyed God.
因为他已经信服神。
So this blessing is already assured into the hands of Abraham.
这个祝福都已经记在亚伯拉罕身上。
And also, the verse 17, verse chapter 20 to verse 17 says, I will greatly bless you. It's not just I will bless you. It's not a list of the blessing, but this is a very personal expression of God. How much I want to bless you. How greatly I'll bless you.
那第十七节说, 我必是大福给你, 这是很大的一个祝福给亚伯拉罕。
So the God used the more words to express to this blessing, assurance of his blessing, they recite the blessing to the Abraham.
神是以亚伯拉罕说, 必是大福给他, 很大的一个祝福。
Yes, verse 18 says, In your seed all the nation of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice.
就好像18节说, 地上万国都必因你的后裔得福, 就是一个很大的祝福。
Let's look at another one. The next one is Isaac.
那我们来看看另外一个祝福, 就是以撒。
Chapter 26. Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪第26章。
Genesis chapter 26, this is a time of the famine in this land.
那这里说到有一个地方在闹饥荒。
Chapter 26 from verse 1 to 5.
第26章第1节到第5节。
Now there was a famine in the land beside the previous famine that has occurred in the day of Abraham. So Isaac went to the Gerar to Abimelech, king of Philistines. And the Lord appeared to him and said, Do not go down to Egypt. Stay in the land of which I shall tell you. Sojourn in the land, and I will be with you and bless you. For you and your descendant I will give all this land. I will establish the oath which I swore to your father Abraham. And I will multiply your descendants as the star of heaven, and I will give you a descendant all this land, and be your descendant, all the nation of the earth shall be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed me and kept my charge and my commandments and my statute and my law. Here is the first time God showed up to Isaac and God blessed him.
那这第一次神显现给以撒的时候，他就祝福他。
You can see this is actually very worst time, actually very time for difficulty for the Isaac.
这是一个很困难的一个时候对以撒来说。
I think it's the nature of Isaac is human nature. We like to get away from this kind of a famine.
像这种情形, 以撒很想逃,
but God says, stay this land, then I will bless you.
但是神告诉他说, 请留在这地方,
you can struggle there.
我会祝福你,
and indeed, Isaac, he stayed this land.
所以以撒就,
but we don't know how many years he stayed there.
但是不知道他住在那里多久。
Look at the verse 8.
那请看第八节。
And then he said, And it came about when he had been there a long time. This long time, we don't know how many years. Maybe several years.
在第八节说他在那里住了许久，但是都没有说是多久，也许很久。
We have noticed that when he moved in this area, it's not a favorable area actually. This is a kind of territory of a Philistine.
这是一个菲利士人的地方。
So he's all circle around his place, all the enemies around his shelter and his place.
其实他住的地方都充满了敌人。
So he's scared about his wife even being taken by the king of the Philistine.
以撒很害怕他的妻子也被菲利士人的王。
So he just out of his fear, he even lied to the people that his wife is my sister.
他怕菲利士人的王把他的妻子抓掉，所以他就骗他们说他是他的。
Of course, we can see that the other side is his own weakness.
这是他另外一面的软弱。
But we have to understand his faith because he stick his life, he stay this land, continue to struggle of upon this famine.
但是他这是他的信心, 就是继续住在这个地。
It is not easy under such kind of pressure.
其实是很困难的。
But he still stay there.
但是他继续住在那里。
In verse 12,
在第12节,
that now the Isaac saw in the land, the reap in the same year 100-fold.
在第十二节说，以撒在那地耕种，就百倍的收成。
This is talking about some period of the time, some period of the struggling, and then that year he sowed in the land, and then reaped in the same year hundredfold.
虽然他在那地很挣扎，但是那一年有百倍的收成。
We know this blessing is not came from man, but it came from God.
但是这个祝福不是从人赐上来的，是神赐给他的。
The verse 12 here mentioned that, and in the same year, hundredfold, he received the blessing, and the Lord blessed him. The Lord blessed him.
第十二节有说，他在那一年呢有百倍的收成，是神赐福给他的。
You know, because in this world, we raise our salary, or we're having a good job, or we can become rich men. We can say this is all blessing.
就好像说我们有很好的工作，有很好的工资，有很好的环境，这是。
But we understand, if we compromise our life, compromise with this word, that we get this out of this word, then it's not a blessing.
如果我们靠着用世界上的来享福，这不是一种祝福。
Satan can give us a material abundance in our life.
撒旦能够用这些来让我们享福。
Satan give us a high position in this world.
那撒旦也给我们很高的地位。
But this is not a blessing. If the blessing is came from God, then it becomes a blessing.
如果这个祝福是从神那里来的，那就是一种祝福。
These 100 times fold because it came from God, so it becomes a blessing.
那这个百倍的收成呢，是从神来的，这是一种祝福。
It is a reward because he kept the God's word.
因为以撒听信靠主的话。
But when we later on, we know the people around there, they're jealous on him, so they're trying to push him out of this land.
那因为周围的人看见他就嫉妒他，想把他踢出去。
Well, sometimes we can say God gave us a blessing, and then why God continued somehow the behind us and constant try, you know, constant of struggle and a constant kind of enemy keep following us to keep, let us keep struggling.
那神带领的时候总会遇到很多困难在后面。
No, because after this, and we know the people, they're trying to really doesn't like him because he received the blessing in the land, so he moved to a different location.
因为周围的人看见他收成那么多、那么大的祝福
，He moved three times.
他就
end up he find out the place, and no longer these people come follow after him and to bother him to fill up the well.
他去换了很多地方，因为他们一直想把他的井抢回来。
Verse 22.
就在二十二节。
And he moved away from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he named Rehoboth, for he said, "At last the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." At that time, so he moved this.The three times he moved, end up he find out the peaceful there because he dig the well and they don't follow him after him and then fill up this well. So he understood this place is blessed by God.
因为他已经离开那里三次了，又挖了一口井。后来他们不为这个井争执，他就明白这是他就留在那地方。
Important thing is his expression.
最重要的是他的。
And he said, at last, verse 22 said, "At last, the Lord has made room for us."
最后他又说，神已经给他宽阔之地。
That means so far he continued to move the place after place. He continued to rely on God.
他离开那地那么多次，但是他是靠着神来离开的。
So constantly asking for the God's help.
他常常靠神求神的帮助。
So he was very sensitive at that time when he dig the well there, and no longer this enemy can follow after them to bother them, and then he find out because God gave us this well for us.
敌人常常就跟他抢争进他的他们所挖的井，但是他明白这是神让祝福他的一口井。
This is actually God's guidance.
这是神的带领。
When he received 100 times for the blessing in the land of Philistine, maybe he just stayed there for many more years there.
因为这是神祝福他，虽然他们在腓力斯人的地方。
But God doesn't want to stay in this territory, but God wants to, God led him to his whole household to move out of this territory.
神让他与他的家人全部迁居到这个地方来。
So end up actually he moved out of this territory of a Philistine, and then he moved the near to Beer-Sheva. The verse 23 that mentioned the Beer-Sheva.
后来以撒就从那里上到别斯巴去。
But this place is not a territory of a Philistine.
那这个地方不是属于腓力斯人的。
This is the guidance of God.
这是神的带领。
100 times of blessing, it is a blessing.
百倍的收成是真的是一种福气。
But the later on, when he moved to the third time to move to the well, end up he find out the peaceful place there, and that he learned that God moved him. This is a true blessing.
当他第三次又挖了一口井，到没有增进的时候，他就了解这是神带领他去那一个是一个大的。
So Isa called this name as a Rehoboth.
所以他就给这个井起名叫利和伯。
It is a personal experience of God.
这是一种个人对神的一种体验。
This is what the expression of Isa. At last, the Lord has made room for us.
这是以撒最后的体验，说神在给他们宽阔之地。
Verse 24. And the Lord appeared to him.And the same night, and said, I am God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendant for the sake of my servant Abraham. So here, God show up to Isaac and reinforce this blessing that God gave it to Isaac at the beginning in chapter 26.
在第24节，神对以撒再次的坚定他。这个祝福要赐福给他。
In chapter 26, this blessing is a conditional blessing.
在26章，这个祝福是一种很基本的一种祝福。
But that, chapter 26, verse 24, this is not a conditional blessing. This is a blessing of assurance.
那第26章的24节，这个是很大的一个祝福。
And then third blessing, third one, look at the Jacob.
那第三个是雅各。
Chapter 28.
第28章。
Chapter 28 from verse 10.
第28章第十节。
Then Jacob departed from the Beer-Sheva and went toward Haran, and he came to the certain place and spent the night there because the sun had set.And he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his hand and lay down in the place. And he had a dream, and behold, the ladder was set on the earth with its top reached to heaven. And behold, the angel of God was ascending and descending on it. Verse 13. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac, the land of which you lay.Lied, I will give it to you and to your descendant. Your descendant shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread out the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And you and your descendant shall all family of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. And I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Sure, the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And you can finish up here. And we can see here, well, this time Jacob, he stole the blessing of his brother Esau, and he lied to his father. But because of that, his brother trying to kill him, so he had to run away.
我们很了解雅各这个故事，他欺骗了他的兄弟，还有他的父亲。因为这个事情，所以他就要逃亡。
God showed up to Jacob in his dream.
那神在他梦里显现。
And this God blessed him.
那神祝福他。
And God will fulfill his all the his will upon toward to him. And so God will bring him back to this land. God will keep you. God will be with you. And this way he blessed him.
那神祝福他说应许他会带领他回来这个地。
And then he called this place as a Bethel, the house of God.
那他称这个伯特利是神的家。
And this place later, he came back after 20 years, he came back to this place.
那20年后他又回来这个地。
So we understand that 20 years his life have a lot of struggle in his physical life. He had a lot of face of challenge and difficulties actually.
在这20年当中他经验了很多困难,很多不同的体验。
But 20 years he really shaped his life, his characters.
在这20年当中他能够在生活上有不同的长进。
So later God called him back and so he made a journey back to the land of Canaan.
那20年后神把他叫回来这个迦南地。
You remember before he crossed the Jabbok River, he wrestled with the man of God.
那在此他 过去跟神的使者摔跤。
Jacob didn't have such kind of experience before.
那雅各从来没有体验过这种事情。
He himself determined himself to be alone because he sent all his belonging to let them into the land of Canaan, but he wants to be alone before he crossed the river.
那雅各呢希望 自己能够一个人把家人全部送到河的对面去，让他自己可以一个人在那里承担。
And he wrestled with the man of God.
那他在那里跟神摔跤。
We know at that time it's about the daybreak, and so the man of God wants to leave. Because the man of God don't want to wrestle with him, but he wants to leave out of the place.
当天快亮了，那。 个人就不要跟他继续摔跤，要离开了。
At that time, Jacob did not let him go.
那个时刻，雅各就不让他走。You
have to bless me.
你先祝福我。Unless
I cannot let you go.
不然的话，我不让你走。At
that time, he asked, "What's your name?"
那时候他就问他，你叫什么名字？
My name is Jacob.
我的名字叫雅各。No
longer your name to be called Jacob, but Israel.
但是你的名从不用叫雅各，叫以色列。
So man of God changed his name from Jacob to Israel.
那神人把他的名字改名为以色列。
Hey, look at the chapter 32, verse 30. Jacob named the place of Peniel.
32, verse 30.
The words of Peniel means I have seen God face to face.
Penia 意思是说我看见神了，面对面见神。
We remember when the chapter 28, first time when Jacob on the way to run away from his brother, when he's sleeping on the Bethel, God show up to him in his dream.
当第一次当雅各要逃往，在伯特利睡着的时候，神显现在他梦里。
At that time, he saw God.
他当时就看见神了。
Because in the dreams, the Lord stood above it. He saw God.
当他睡梦中看见神，神就在他上面。
But now here, when he this experience, chapter 32, verse 30, is a name this place of Peniel, I have seen God face to face.
那在32节的30节上提到说，他就把这位地方名叫
There's some difference you can tell from the when God one way to show up to Jacob to bless him. Now here, God changes his name to Jacob to Israel. It's a little different.
当时当雅各梦见他神的时候，跟这里30节说这个把他的名字改为以色列的时候，
就不一样。 Because when chapter 28, when God show up to Jacob, this is one way. It's not what the Jacob expected, but it's one way that God showed up to him to bless them.
这是一种方法，神让显现给雅各看见。
But here, the chapter 32, before he crossed over the Jabbok River, he himself determined himself to be alone. He wants to see God.
当他第32节说到他把家人全部送到河的一边去，让他能够独自跟神来见面。
Here he shows his effort.
那是就是证明他的努力。
Chapter 28, God never mentioned about his name to be changed.
第28章，神没有告诉他要把名字改掉。
But here the chapter 32, when the Jacob wrestled with the man of God here, God changed his name.
当这32章提到跟神人摔跤的时候，神把他的名字改掉。
This is the great assurance.
这是很真实的。
And it is a great experience from the Jacob.
这是雅各很大的体验。
Of course, chapter 28, that experience is a great experience for the Jacob.
虽然第28章是雅各的一个体验。
But the chapter 32, when he wrestle with the man of God at that time, that experience, I'm sure he never forget about it.
那当第32章提到他跟神人摔跤的那一时刻，是他永远不能忘记的。
He is not only see face to face, but he can feel the God.
他不但面对面看见了神，但是他也感觉到神。
He expressed his desire, how much he desired for the blessing of God.
他当时是多么的渴望神的祝福。
Because of that, his name changed from Jacob to Israel.
因为当他的名字被改为
Israel. Let's look at the last ones before finish this the service. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 35.
我们先来看创世纪35章。
Chapter 35, verse from
9. 35章。
Chapter 35, verse 9 to 15.
9到15节.
Then God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Padan Aram, and he blessed him. And God said to him, "Your name is Jacob. You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name." Thus he called him Israel. God also said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and the company of nations shall come from you. And the king shall come forth from you. And the land which I gave it to Abraham and Isaac, I will give it to you. And I will give it the land to your descendant after you." Verse 13, then God went out from him in the place where he had spoken with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he had spoken with him, pillar of stone. He poured out the libation on it, and he also poured oil on it. So Jacob named the place where God has spoken with him, Bethel. And in this way, God showed up again to Jacob. One more time, he recited this blessing to Jacob.
神再次的向以撒显现来让他更明白神会继续祝福他。
The winner when he wrestled with a man of God, is a man of God maybe, angel of God.
当他在那地方跟神人摔跤的时候，也许是神的使者。
But here, the chapter 35, verse 9, says God appeared to Jacob.
那35章第9节说，神再次的又向他显现。
Truly, by the authority of God, God changed his name from Jacob to Israel.
那神真的是把他的名字改为以色列。
And also, this blessing, the list, is different than chapter 28, when God showed up to Jacob at the beginning.
那这个祝福跟第28章第一次的显现祝福是不一样的。
More strong feeling upon this blessing.
这个祝福是显得更明显。
So we can see all these three blessings from God blessed Abraham, God blessed Isaac, and God blessed Jacob.
从这三位得到神的祝福的，就是从亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
Each one, that when they have an experience of God truly, and then God show up again to them, and then bless them again.
他们从开始体验到神的祝福的时候，神再次的再显现给他们祝福。
I think we all the brothers and sisters, we received the blessing already.
我相信每一位弟兄姐妹也得到神的祝福。
When the day we believe in God, we already received the blessing.
当我们第一次 相信神的时候，就已经得到神的祝福。
But this is the conditional blessing.
这就是神的祝福。
But if we're faithful to God like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob,
如果我们对神有更加的信心，
if we have a personal experience of God,
那我们有亲身体验到神，
these experiences turn out to be into our hands to become a true experience, true a blessing of God.
那这种体验就是成为我们的真正的祝福。
It requires we learn the first one to Abraham from, we can learn that the true love and the true priority in our life.
就是从亚伯拉罕我们学习到是真正的爱。
We can learn from the Isaac also, constantly trusting God.
就好像以撒一样，就是要信靠神。
He never looked at what other people enemy to fight him, but bother him, but he constantly trusted him.
他信靠神，也不管敌人怎么样来烦他。
And also we can see from the Jacob how he received blessing from God.
那从雅各我们学习我们怎样来从神那里得到神的祝福。
He had a strong desire of a blessing.
他就很坚持的。
He willing to himself to be alone. He wants to see God.
他坚持的自己来对祈求神的祝福。
Telling us our true prayer.
就是真正的祷告。
Of course, we can have experience like at the beginning, like chapter 28, in a dream, you know, God show up to us, maybe in some kind of experience. But true experience, we can put our effort, be alone ourselves. We can make face to face God, and we can experience of God.
我们可以真正的面对神，就是要坚持的信仰，信靠神来祈求神。
Then it becomes a true blessing to us.
这样子能够才是真正的。
We know Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All these names, they all came from God.
这三个名字亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各都是从神那里来的。
And we know that Abraham, his name is Abraham to change to Abraham.
就是
from God.
从亚伯兰改到亚伯拉罕都是从神来的。
If you look at the Bible, Isaac, this name also is not from the Abraham and his wife Sarah, but actually Isaac's name came from God.
其实这个以撒这个名字是从神来的。
Jacob also his name changed from Jacob to Israel. It came from God.
就好像雅各也一样，他的名字改到以色列也是从神来的。
All of them because of the experience of God.
因为全部他们全部都体验到神的祝福。
I hope that we can have this personal experience like Abraham and Jacob and Isaac.
希望我们也能够像他们一样得到神的祝福。
Yes, singing 394.
唱诗394首。